This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Wai Delang Pariyat. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says that over the last 11 years, his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen. Four-lane bridge connecting Garo Hills in Meghalaya with Assam is 65% complete. Christmas was celebrated amid religious solemnity and joy across the Northeast. And now the news and details. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been selected for the honour of demonstrating outstanding achievements in diverse fields including bravery, sports and social service. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address the children and youth at a national level programme of Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam. Veer Bal Divas is observed to honour the bravery and sacrifice of the Sahibzades, Baba Zorawar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji, the young sons of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that over the last 11 years, his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen. The government is providing all kinds of benefits of schemes without any discrimination, which is true governance and true secularism. The Prime Minister was addressing a public rally in Lucknow on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Prime Minister said that the saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government and now crores of poor citizens are getting the benefit of them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday attended the Christmas morning service at the Cathedral Church of the Redemption in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the service reflected the timeless message of love, peace and compassion, and he hoped that the spirit of Christmas would inspire harmony and goodwill in society. Christmas was celebrated amid religious solemnity and joy in a peaceful atmosphere across the northeastern region, along with the rest of the country and the world yesterday. Midnight service in churches and carol processions through illuminated streets was also taken out. Church leaders called upon people to reflect on the message of hope, peace and love associated with the birth of Jesus Christ. People gathered at churches for prayers and hymns to mark the festival, and governors and chief ministers of various states greeted the people on Christmas. The dazzling Christmas illumination in Shillong has been drawing people from far and near. Large number of tourists descended on the hill city to revel in the festivities. The faithful attended early morning services in several churches and chapels and greeted each other across Meghalaya. The Jingising Samla Balang Presbyterian Kinchi Them, as part of its annual tradition, organized a Christmas carol procession as part of the Christmas celebrations. The carol procession commenced from the Presbyterian Church Kinchi Them and proceeded along the National Highway 44E, passing through Kinchi Bangla village before concluding at the church premises. The event witnessed the participation of thousands of people, including children, youth, elders and women, who took part in wearing various colourful costumes, including traditional attire. One of India's most impactful rural infrastructure initiatives, the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, marked its 25th anniversary yesterday. The scheme was launched on the 25th of December 2000 to ensure all-weather connectivity to previously unconnected rural habitations. The program has emerged as a key enabler of agricultural growth, employment generation, improved access to education, health services and poverty alleviation. Since its inception, over 8,25,000 kilometers of rural roads have been sanctioned under the PM Gram Sadak Yojana, with more than 7,87,000 kilometers having been completed. Budgetary allocations to the scheme in recent years reflect the government's sustained emphasis on strengthening rural road connectivity. Around 19,000 crore rupees have been allocated for the financial year 2025-2026. The much-awaited four-lane bridge connecting Garo Hills in Meghalaya with Assam, which is expected to be a game-changer for the region, is now 65% complete. The project is set to take another 3 years to be fully completed. In its project updates, the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited stated that the 19.28-kilometre four-lane bridge includes approaches over the river Brahmaputra between Dhubri on the north bank in Assam and Phulbari on the south bank in Meghalaya on National Highway 127B. Under its civic action program, the Khonsa Battalion of the Assam Rifles has arranged for a national integration tour for students from Wangcha Rajkumar Government College, Deomali, Tirup District, Arunachal Pradesh. The students will attend the 26th Rashtra Katha Shivir, organized by Sri Vedic Mission Trust at village Pransala, District Rajkot in Gujarat. A total of 11 students are participating in the tour, scheduled to be held from the 27th of December to the 4th of January. The tour was flagged off yesterday by Wangki Lowang, Minister of Geology, Mining and Minerals, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, from Deomali. The initiative aims to inculcate a sense of nationalism, foster national integration, and expose the Northeastern youth to India's rich cultural heritage and developmental progress. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Rajya Sabha's Deputy Chairman Harivansh, Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha JP Nadda, Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. Jitendra Singh, present and former MPs, yesterday paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee at the Parliament premises. The dignitaries paid tributes to the portrait of Atal Bihari Vajpayee at the Samvidhan Sadan on the former Prime Minister's birth anniversary. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha has congratulated state artists for winning third place at the National Kala Utsav, held from the 20th to 24th of December at the Yashwan Rao Chavan Academy of Development Administration in Pune. The Chief Minister praised the exceptional skill, balance and grace, noting that this achievement brings pride to Tripura and showcases its rich cultural heritage. The honour was earned by Shilpa Reyang, Sanita Reyang, Siluta Reyang and Parmaiti Reyang from Chandrapur Higher Secondary School in Gomati District for their performance of the Hojagiri folk dance. The third state level Atal Poetry and Literature Festival was inaugurated at Dharmanagar in North Tripura yesterday. The event was inaugurated by Santana Chakma, Minister for Industries and Commerce, who also opened an accompanying book fair as part of the celebrations. Approximately 250 poets and literators from all 8 districts of Tripura are participating in the festival, providing a vibrant platform for literary exchange. A major highlight of the event was the presentation of the prestigious Atal Bihari Vajpayee Lifetime Achievement Award to Atul Debarma for his significant contributions to literature. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Assam, Meghalaya, Haryana, Uttarakhand, Chandigarh, Punjab, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal and Sikkim till Sunday. The IMD said that dense fog conditions will also prevail over parts of northeast. The IMD Imphal Centre predicts moderate to heavy fog in isolated areas of various districts of Manipur. Senapati, Imphal East, Imphal West, Ukhrul, Bishanpur, Thubal, Kakching, Churanchapur and Perjawal will experience foggy conditions over the next few days. Yellow alert has been issued in this regard. The Senapati district recorded a minimum temperature of 6.65 degrees Celsius and was the coldest among all the other districts. Sansad Khel Mahotsav 2025, which began on the 29th of August on the occasion of the birth anniversary of late Major Dhyan Chand, came to a close yesterday. Rajya Sabha MP from Manipur, Leshamba Sanajauba, participated in the closing function of the Mahotsav held at Sudarshan Bal Vidya Mandir, Imphal East. Olympic silver medalist Mirabai Chanu, boxing coach and Dronacharya awardee L. E. Bomcha, Olympians Toiba Kunjarani, Chinglen Sana and other eminent sports personalities attended the closing function. MP Leshamba Sanajauba urged the youth to focus on health and well-being besides sports. He said, only when the youth are dedicated to their own purpose in life and align with the goals of national values, the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047 will be accomplished. We now take a look at the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says that over the last 11 years, his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen. The four-lane bridge connecting Garo Hills in Meghalaya with Assam is now 65% complete, and Christmas was celebrated amid religious solemnity and joy across the Northeast. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.